This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on Monday postponed the general election by 4 weeks to October 17th, but ruled out delaying it any further as the country tackles a new outbreak of the coronavirus. The election had been scheduled to be held on September 19th. Pressure had been mounting on Ardern to postpone the vote amid the resurgence of COVID-19 infections in its biggest city, Auckland, after the country had been free of coronavirus cases for 102 days. New Zealand Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters called on Sunday for a delay to the election. The main opposition National Party also wanted a delay after they were forced to cancel campaign events due to restrictions on movement and crowds due to the pandemic. It has accused Ardern of using the crisis to shore up support. She said she had advised the Governor General of the new election date and added that she did not intend to change it again. New Zealand law requires the election be held before November 21st. South Korea counted its fourth straight day of triple-digit increases in new coronavirus cases as the government urged people to stay home and curb travel. The government had drawn up a special holiday Monday with hopes of spurring domestic consumption, but as infections in the capital region increase, Health Minister Park Geun-hye urged people to stay home and for residents in Seoul and a nearby province to avoid visiting other parts of the country for 2 weeks. Most of the 197 new cases announced Monday came from the greater capital region. Health workers have been struggling to track infections, but churches have now emerged as a major source. More than 774,000 people have died globally from COVID-19 in the United States. It's more than 170,000, and there are well over 21 million confirmed infections, with the U.S. making up more than 5.4 million, Brazil and India together nearly 6. This is VOA News. The Chinese health authority said Monday that there were no new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases, but 22 new imported cases were reported on the mainland Sunday. No new deaths were released or related to the disease were reported on the Chinese mainland. By the end of reporting Sunday, however, the overall confirmed COVID-19 cases on the mainland reached nearly 85,000, but the number has since grown. Cruise ship passengers had temperatures checked and took COVID-19 tests Sunday so they could set sail on what is being billed as the first Mediterranean cruise after Italy's pandemic lockdown. The cruise ship company MSC has made the procedures for a crew as well as passengers part of its new health and safety protocols. The MSC Grandiosa departed from the port on Sunday evening for a 7-night cruise. Earlier this month, the Italian government gave its approval for cruise ships to depart from Italian ports. The cruise around the Western Mediterranean was limited to 70% capacity, but MSC declined to say how many passengers were on board. Officials in Somalia say at least 10 civilians and one police officer were killed in a gun and bomb attack by Al-Shabaab fighters Sunday. Security forces took 4 hours to regain control of an upscale beachfront hotel in Somalia's capital after 5 assailants stormed it early Sunday evening. Ambulance workers at the scene reported that at least 28 people were wounded. The Secretary General of the 6-member Gulf Cooperation Council continues to condemn what it calls threats by Iran's president and other Iranian officials towards the United Arab Emirates. This follows the UAE's agreement with Israel to normalize relations. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Saturday that UAE has made a mistake in reaching the deal with Israel, condemning what he called a betrayal by the Gulf state. Meanwhile, Israel's intelligence minister said on Sunday that Bahrain and Oman could be the next Gulf countries to follow the United Arab Emirates in formalizing ties with Israel. On Monday, the U.S. Democrats opened an unprecedented virtual national convention to formally make former Vice President Joe Biden their candidate for president. In normal election years, nominating conventions draw tens of thousands of party faithful for festive events designed to shine a national spotlight on the candidates. However, this year, because of the coronavirus, that has all changed to a virtual event. U.S. President Donald Trump's Republicans will hold their own virtual convention next week. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.